This is the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
I just thought I'd share this with you. I've been to Israel several times and spent a fair amount of time in Bethlehem. I was saddened to see, I guess not surprised, but saddened to see, given all of the upheaval and conflict going on. And Christmas in Bethlehem is being canceled. Now, this is by the Palestinian authorities. And they're canceling Christmas celebration and public displays of Christmas trees, etc., quote unquote, in honor of the Hamas martyrs. Hamas are not martyrs, they're terrorists. But in any case, here's how it's being described in the Daily Mail. The annual Christmas display in Bethlehem has been canceled by Palestinian authorities in honor of the Hamas, quote unquote, martyrs. I put the quote marks in there, by the way. Amid the ongoing conflict with Israel, the Bethlehem municipality announced the plans to do away with the traditional Christmas tree and festive decorations in Manger Square, which has seen Christmas decorations ever since modern celebrations of the season began. It's the first time festive decorations will not be seen in the spot, which is said to have been where Jesus Christ is born, was born. I've been to that spot. Maybe you have too, if you've made a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. You go in through a very low door, and you go into a big, beautiful, high-ceilinged, very elaborate church, ancient church, and as if you're in line, at least, you're going to wait a while till you get to the other lower door that takes you down into the cave, and there's a silver star, rather large silver star, probably about 3 feet across, that marks the spot where the Lord's manger was. And they know these things. They you may say, how do they know them? Well, for example, St. Jerome, a prolific Bible scholar and Bible translator more than anything else in the fourth century, and he being a master of the Latin language and a master of the Greek language, he also wanted to master the Hebrew language. And so he went and spent years living in a cave right next to that cave where Jesus was born, and that was in the 400s, and they knew all about where Jesus had been born in those days. So that's where this is, in Bethlehem. And the town authorities say that the traditional Christmas Mass and prayers will still be observed by the Catholics and Greek Orthodox, etc., but without the usual Christmas tree or festive lights that would normally be installed throughout the city. Bethlehem is just 6 miles south of Jerusalem. Further plans for the festive period in the area are expected to be announced in the coming days. The reason is the general situation in Palestine. People are not really into any celebration. They are sad, angry, and upset. Our people in Gaza are being massacred, etc., etc. So all of the standard rhetoric about that. They say this year the situation in Bethlehem is unprecedented, and the mood and the vibes are extremely sad. Understandable. And that is exactly what the world should see and realize, that these are not normal circumstances. Yeah, it's also not a normal circumstance that terrorists would show up at the crack of dawn and murder and kidnap 1,400 people, innocent men, women, and children. That's not normal either. And that's actually what started this unusual and not normal circumstances, if you remember. October 7th, let's not forget. So I wanted to make you aware of that. Maybe you've got relatives in Bethlehem, perhaps. I've had an opportunity to make friends with a few people there, and we stay in touch. And what I found terribly sad is that Bethlehem used to be populated primarily by Christians. And by Christian, it's a kind of a catch-all term. It was primarily Greek Orthodox and Catholics, and then some from other maybe smaller Orthodox churches, but predominantly Catholic and Greek Orthodox. And as recently as, let's say, the 90s, the statistic of Christians who lived in Bethlehem, which is surrounded by a giant wall, and there's a checkpoint. Actually, there are a couple different checkpoints, but there's some checkpoints that people who want to come and go through. It's controlled by the Palestinian Authority. And when the intifadas started up, the uprisings, and all of the mayhem and bloodshed and everything that resulted from that, and the Israeli response and tanks going in, it's just a big mess. It happened two main times from about 2000 on. I believe the first intifada started in 2005. But in any case, that great majority of Catholics and other Christians who lived in Bethlehem, they got out of there because they, number one, they don't like to see tanks driving down their streets. They don't like to see the shootings and all the terrible things that were going on. So rather quickly, there was a great attrition of Christians in Bethlehem who wound up leaving. And now the number who are still there, as opposed to the majority of whom are now almost entirely all Muslim, the number is very small. I believe it's in the neighborhood of about 15% now, whereas before it was getting toward about 80% of the citizens of Bethlehem are Christian. So in just that short period of time, there's been a huge exodus of people leaving Bethlehem, and primarily because of the violence. So remember them maybe in your Christmas and even before Christmas, of course, your Advent prayers. People who are right there where the Lord Jesus Christ was born are not going to be able to celebrate Christmas the way they always have, at least not publicly. You can join me by listening to The Patrick Madrid Show on the Relevant Radio app, live each weekday at 8 to 11 a.m. And thanks for listening.